This is the Ashland University Library Podcast. Join in the conversations inside and outside the library stacks. Welcome to the Ashland University Library Podcast. I'm your host for this episode, Diane Schrecker, Curriculum Librarian and Head of the Instructional Resource Center. Today's podcast is a bit different. We're using a new feature in Anchor called Record with Friends that allows for up to 5 guests to record a podcast remotely. We're excited to try this feature and curious as to the outcome. Today's episode features AU Library online resources and information developed specifically for the spring online semester. With me today are 3 AU librarians. We'll go around the table, so to speak, and have everyone introduce themselves.
Hi, I am Carrie Halquist, the Reference and Instruction Librarian here at the AU Library.
Hi, I'm Ryan Carrick. I'm the Technical Services Librarian.
Hi, I'm Sarah Thomas. I'm the Acquisitions Librarian, and I also manage Interlibrary Loan and Government Documents.
Thanks for joining me, everybody. I'd like to start with a quick overview of the updated AU Library homepage. We purposely created information libguides linking from the page, so users would not have to navigate around these details to find tools they're familiar with. Like most of AU campus, the library building is closed to the public. Library faculty and staff are working from home, but since classes are online, so are we. Directly below the One search box, there are links to 2 library resources, AU Library Online and the Faculty Resource Guide. We're going to start with the AU Library Online information.
Once you get to the AU Library Online LibGuide, which you can find from the main website, you'll notice that the library is closed to the public to come in, but we're still working and we're online to help. We can help through email, chat, text, and phone. Our business hours are typically 8 to 4, and you can still call the library at our normal circulation number of 419-289-5400. And don't forget, the library has many databases and electronic resources. And we have LibGuides, e-reserves. So even though you can't physically come in and see us, we're still here to help and serve you.
For library circulation and OhioLINK items, if you have any questions about material you have out right now or requesting material, you can send those to our head of circulation, Judy Humphrey, by phone at 419-289-5400 or by email at jhumphre@ashland.edu. If you have AU library material or OhioLINK material, it's now due on May 10th at the end of the semester. There will be no fines for overdue material if it has applied between March 10th and now.
Also, speaking of services, currently the interlibrary loan service has been suspended through May 10th. If you have any questions about interlibrary loan, don't hesitate to contact me at sthomas4@ashland.edu. Access to our physical government documents has also been suspended through May 10th, but you can still access many online government document information through the library catalog, through the AU Government Doc LibGuide, and also by contacting the reference desk at 419-289-5402. And if you are still not able to find what you need, you are more than welcome to contact the State Library of Ohio at 1-800-686-1532. And they can help you with government document information also.
If you're looking at our guide, you'll notice on the left-hand side, there's a navigation menu. This is where you'll find a lot of our resources. You have access to our library databases, our A to Z list. We also have a link to our library guides, which are available to help you with your discipline-specific needs. We also have our library staff directory. So if you are looking for a specific staff member, you can click there and find our email addresses and our phone numbers and get a hold of us there. We also have a link to our AU special books collection. If you'd like, are interested in finding out what we have there or getting in contact with our curator, you would click there. For updated news and any information that we can provide, we have a link to our blog we are all currently updating. Underneath our navigation tab, you'll find our online reference reminder. Though we're not in the library, all of our reference librarians are still working, and we're available to answer any questions you may have via phone, email, or chat. And we are answering questions as quickly as we can. If we can't get to you by the end of the day, we'll get back to you in the morning. Underneath our reference reminder, we also have our quick links, which are just some important numbers you might need, important email addresses. Remember, the reference email is library@ashland.edu, and the IRC email is irc-aulib@ashland.edu.
I should also note that there's a library chat box on the main website and both informational guides. When a librarian's available, that widget will automatically open and ask users if they need help. If you do, start your chat session. If not, just say no thanks and close the widget. It won't open again, so it's not going to continue to pop open while you're trying to work.
There's also a spot on our guide in the navigation tabs that says visit the faculty resource guide.
Faculty Resource Guide provides information about online and digital services. It's a great starting place for faculty that are teaching online, whether you're new to teaching online or you're an online pro.
So on this page, we have links for library help and library instruction. And the library help link tells you about the different ways that we can answer reference questions for students and for faculty. We're here for anybody who has a question. We also have a library instruction tab. This is for faculty members to request instruction for their classes. We are available to make tutorials, video tutorials. We're able to meet with students. We're able to make new library guides. So any way that we can help, we're going to try and do our best to help. So you can contact me at chalquis@ashland.edu, or you can contact Diana Trecker at dshrek@ashland.edu. To request any kind of instruction help.
We also have resources available in Blackboard. There are two library Blackboard organizations, AU Library Student Orientation and AU Library Faculty Resources. They're both open and available for students and faculty. Since it cites organizations, they're immediately available to anyone on Blackboard Learn. We've had several faculty already assign the student orientation site to their classes over the past few weeks.
Library guides are a good way to help navigate your students toward library resources that we have. And on our AU Library Online Faculty Resource Guide, you'll have the option where you can look at library guides and what they can do for you. And also there's a request form on there. If you want to request a specific library LibGuide, you can fill out that form and somebody will contact you about that. It's never too late to start thinking about the summer semester already.
And we do have some new databases to talk about that are available to students and faculty. Right as this all started happening, we added access to Access World News, which is a Newsbank product. It has thousands of news resources and web-based newspapers that are updated daily. And we also got expanded access to EBSCO resources. So you may notice a little more that we can access right now through the end of the semester.
Ryan, when you say through the end of the semester, are some of these databases short-lived for us?
They are under trials during this period. We may have access to them into the summer, but we don't know as far as how long it may go into fall or not.
These are great because a lot of the database providers are giving extra access to be able to support this online from work. This guide also includes a wellness tab with links to AU Campus Wellness Department, mindfulness and wellness podcast suggestions, and even virtual tours that you can take visiting famous museums and galleries. And finally, we have a section of news and online resources, including copyright, information from the Chronicle, and Inside Higher Education. This section is updated daily with new resources. So we're going to take some time now. This has been a really quick overview, just to give everyone that's on our panel a chance to give us some final comments and add any other information. And we'll start with Carrie.
Yes, I just want to make sure everyone knows that they can still contact us with any questions they may have. We're here to help, and we're also here to help faculty members make sure their students get the resources they need. So if you have requests for specific instruction that you may need, or specific ways you want me to do a tutorial video or on a certain subject, just email me. I am more than willing to help in whatever way we can. All of us are. And just another reminder that our Facebook page is also being updated, and hoping to maybe get some more community involvement there so we can keep in touch with everyone.
When you're using library databases and online resources, if there's something you can't access, please let us know. We're trying our very hardest to find these and fix them, but we could really use your help.
If you have any questions about when Interlibrary Loan will be starting up or government documents, please don't hesitate to contact me at sthomas4@ashland.edu.
And I'm really glad that that Carrie mentioned the Facebook page, because I did forget to say that the IRC Twitter account has been very active, and we're also posting to the IRC and the library information blog. We really want to do whatever we can to stay connected with you during this time. You've been listening to AU Librarians Carrie Hallquist, Ryan Carrig, Sarah Thomas, and me, Diane Schrecker. Remember, classes are online, and so are we. You can start on the library website at ashland.edu/library. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the AU Library Podcast. This has been the Ashland University Library Podcast. Be sure to join us for our next episode.